Praise the Lord. Good morning to you. This is day 19 of our 50 Days of Blessings program. And it's Friday, the 8th of August, 2025. And I can tell you, it's going to be a beautiful day for you. I want to read to you this morning from Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. It says, "And I will make them," now this is a prophecy, "and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing." Glory to God. Now God is conferring a special blessing upon the nation of Israel, but also showing us what is in his heart to do for his people. He says he will cause the showers to come down in their season. Now this is not talking about rain falling from heaven, water drops falling from heaven. It's actually beyond that. I want to read Deuteronomy 32 from verse 1. It says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as a small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass." That means that when God talks about showers of blessings, he's going beyond the rain falling from heaven. He's talking about words of the Spirit, words of life, words of power. And when those words come, they come with showers. They come in showers of blessing. That's what's going to be happening on Friday, September 12, 2025, at the Tafar Balewa Square, where we will be at the night of blessing. There will be showers of blessing, rain of the word of God on your life. Blessings distilling as dew upon you, bringing freshness into your life, bringing growth into your life, bringing new productivity into your life. The Lord says there will be showers of blessing. And he says that those showers will come in the form of words, his teaching coming into your life. Praise God. The word of God is so powerful. Look at Isaiah 55. From verse 10, you see it again here. It says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth." So what happens when the word of God comes? It waters your life. Hallelujah. It says, "And maketh it bring forth and bud." The word of God makes you productive, makes you fruitful. "That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Can you imagine that? You have seed to sow. You have bread to eat. Oh, I like verse 11. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." At the night of blessings, we're going to be coming to you with words of blessings, words that will produce an impact in your life, words that will water your spirit, water your soul, water your body, make you fruitful and productive, give you seed to sow and bread to eat. Verse 11 says, "The word of God that goes forth out of God's mouth shall not return unto him void." I want to read verse 11 to you from the Amplified Translation. It says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect or useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and propose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. During the night of blessings, God's word is going to come to you in a special way to produce an effect in your life. The word of God that we speak and we bring to you will accomplish God's plans and purposes in you and prosper in the thing for which it is sent. God's word is set to bring you blessings during the night of blessings. Start planning now to be there. Let's go back to Ezekiel 24. Ezekiel 34, I beg your pardon. I'll read it again from verse 26, but this time I'll read it in the Amplified. It says, "And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing, of good insured by God's favor." Look at the effect of the blessing in verse 27. It says, "And the tree of the field shall yield its fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase. And my people shall be secure in their land, and they shall be confident and know, understand and realize that I am the Lord when I have broken the bars of their yoke and have delivered them out of the hand of those who made slaves of them." Yes, God's blessing is coming upon you. And listen, this is something you need. If you live in our nation today, you need to have the advantage of God's blessing in your life. He says, you will become fruitful. The tree of the field shall yield its fruit. The earth shall yield its increase. So there's going to come into your life a season of increased productivity, profitability, success. Then it says, you will be secure. You will dwell in safety. And then it says, the bars that have bound you shall be broken. Anything that has made a slave out of you will be broken. You'll be delivered out of their hands. You know, there are different kinds of slavery today. Some are slaves to some drugs. You have to take this particular drug every night to be able to sleep. Or you have to take it every night to be able to eat. That has made a slave out of you. It's ruling over you now. Or perhaps it's a situation that has kept you in a kind of bondage. You can't get out of it. Or is it a contract? Or some bond, maybe a financial bond or a commercial bond that is like it's going to strangulate your life. You will be delivered out of the hand of anyone that has tried to make a slave out of you. When God's word comes in showers of blessings, they will not return to him void. They will cause fruitfulness, productivity, security, deliverance, and safety. That's why, once again, I must invite you to a night of blessings. We are going to be at the Tafawa Balewa Square on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025, from 6 p.m. till dawn. It will be a night of testimonies, a night of wonders, a night of blessings for you. And all these things we have read will be a part of your life. Productivity, direction, safety, security, liberty. All these will be a part of your life. Come for the night of blessings. Start planning now. Maybe you have never been for such a program before. It's an all-night program, but this is one time for you to begin and for you to come and experience God's purpose for your life in a special way. Call us now or send an SMS to 090-764-15312. Yes, 090-764-15312, or go to our website and let me know that you are going to be there. We're already making transportation arrangements from all over Lagos, and we'll get that across to you once you register. We are preparing security, transportation, everything, the car parking, all the things that you want to be put in place are being put in place already, and the blessing of God will be so evident in your life. Start planning now. Glory be to God, and making your plans to be at a night of blessing. Come along with someone. Don't come alone. Tell somebody else about it and get ready for a special time, a special season of blessings in your life. I want to hear from you today. Send us an SMS, send us a text, go to our website and get across to us. Now, in the next few minutes, Pastor George is going to come and share some thoughts with you. If you're not born again, he will lead you to Christ and also give you more information on how to prepare for a night of blessings. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for those words of the Spirit that have brought showers of blessings upon us. We take advantage of God's blessings in our lives and we live every day in liberty. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received those refreshing words of blessing from Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, the effect of blessings include productivity, direction, protection, liberty. And I'm sure you want these blessings to be made manifest in your life. So take advantage of the blessing of God in your life and do not be enslaved to anything or anyone in this world. Rather, dwell, consciously dwell in the Word of God, for in it there is safety. In it there is liberty. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Thank you, Father, for the guidance of your word, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Thank you for causing them to shine as light in their world. We declare, Lord, that these ones shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have resources to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. Now, if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings broadcast with Pastor Diola Phillips, or if you have questions or you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. The number again is 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you'll never forget. It's a night of the Word of God. It's a night of praise, a night of transformation, a night of miracles, a night of healing, a night of salvation. So, please remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org. We do have free bus shuttle arrangements, so if you are in Lagos, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. The number again is 0907-641-5312. For all transport arrangements, please reach us on that number. So remember once again that we have a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. For your free seat reservations, please go online to anightofblessings.org. On that website, you also find other information concerning the program. And for your free bus shuttle arrangements or all other inquiries, you can also reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttle will be available on the island from Marina to Epe.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say